Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of King, Queen, Knave by Vladimir Nabokov. Translated by Dmitry Nabokov in collaboration with the author. Performed by Christopher Lane. To Vera. 1. The huge black clock hand is still at rest, but is on the point of making its once-a-minute gesture. That resilient jolt will set a whole world in motion. The clock face will slowly turn away, full of despair, contempt, and boredom, as one by one the iron pillars will start walking past, bearing away the vault of the station like bland Atlantes. The platform will begin to move past, carrying off on an unknown journey cigarette butts, used tickets, flecks of sunlight and spittle. A luggage handcart will glide by, its wheels motionless. It will be followed by a news stall hung with seductive magazine covers, photographs of naked pearl-gray beauties, and people on the moving platform, themselves moving their feet, yet standing still, striding forward, yet retreating, as in an agonizing dream full of incredible effort. Nausea, a cottony weakness in one's calves, will surge back, almost falling supine. There were more women than men, as is always the case at partings. Franz's sister, with the pallor of the early hour on her thin cheeks, and an unpleasant, empty stomach smell, dressed in a checked cape that surely one would never see on a city girl. And his mother, small, round, all in brown like a compact...